Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with David McCloskey. His work of fiction, a novel, is a thriller. CIA thriller, you could say, but it's a thriller of modern Syria, unfinished business. Damascus Station, praised by David Petraeus, praised by Leon Panetta. But then again, they were in office during this period where there was nothing to be done with the scale of tragedy. There is horror in your book, David, and you mean it to be there, because what I know of reporting about Syria these many years, the Syrian regime, the Mukhbarat or whatever drives them, are monsters. And the abuse of human beings is infamous. And you make it very clear that there are no limits. Again and again, you come up against villains worrying about losing their soul, or I've lost my soul. The despair is here. So your lessons learned, David, having pulled the virtuous American gambler through all of this, does it touch a character to spend so much of his energy going up against monsters? Did you think about Sam in his relationship towards Syria? It made me feel now and again reading the book soiled, as if, why am I here? What am I doing? This is deviltry, and I'm in Hades.
Well, I think, you know, the book was really born out of some emotional processing that I was doing when I left the agency about what I had seen and experienced working on Syria at that time. And I wanted that raw feeling to be there. I wanted it to be told not just through the eyes of a CIA officer, although we certainly have that, but to be told, you know, and really experienced by the reader through the eyes of multiple Syrians who were experiencing this war differently and who, you know, do things that are, as happened in the war and continues to happen in the war, do very despicable things to other people and to each other. I really wanted to capture, I think, the bravery and heroism that I saw in the conflict, and also to bring out the inhumanity and the tragedy that I saw there. And that icky feeling at times was one that I felt like was important, because I wanted the book to some degree to just feel true to the Syria that I lived through, and that the Syrians lived through in that time period. And I think that to feel that you are with each of those characters, even they're very clear villains, and, you know, there's bad guys and there's good guys in this book. It is a spy thriller, but even the bad guys, I want you to understand why they're doing what they're doing, even though we can all say what they're doing is despicable. I want to bring them to life and make them feel real, not kind of like paper thin, wind up, you know, demons, but to be real people. And, you know, said earlier, Sam, you know, he makes this horrible mistake. I wanted my good guys and good girls to, you know, be real and to do things that real people do, which is they make mistakes. So I think we get sort of, I hope that the reader comes away with some sense of, you know, we're walking through the full gamut of human experience here. And the lens on that is the war and the CIA.
Final detail. We have a little more than a minute, David. There is a wall in the CIA headquarters at Langley of officers who've died in duty. There is a fictional death in your book. What is that wall? You've seen it. I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's our memorial wall. It's in the lobby. Used to be the lobby that everyone would walk through, but now it's a little bit, you know, it's not as trafficked because it's not as close to the parking lots, but there's a wall with the stars. There's a book of honor that has, you know, the stars and the names, at least the ones that can be printed. And it's a very reverential place for every CIA officer, because those are the people who have, you know, made the ultimate sacrifice. And it's a, you know, it is a profound experience to walk by that and to look at those names. And it's why in my book, there is the death of a case officer, and there is profound, there is a profound and deep desire on the part of the CIA officers in my book to avenge that death, which is how the agency feels.
David McCloskey, the book is Damascus Station. It is a work of fiction. We're not settling the world of the Middle East. We're describing a thriller, highly enjoyable, but at the same time, the background is sorrow. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.